Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up, world? What's up, world? This is none other than your fearless leader, John R. Williams, and each week we bring you Art Cry Radio in its purest form. We are dedicated, I mean dedicated, to featuring art and creativity in its purest form. Every week I bring you a new and talented guest, maybe something that you didn't think about, and this week is no different. I want to thank Blog Talk Radio for making this possible. Find us on the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/Art Cry Radio. You can also thank the good folks at Apple for putting the Brother Show in the Apple iTunes Music Store as a free podcast. It's more than 500 hours of content there just for you, man. You don't have to spend a dime. I already took care of that for you. We got everything from belly dancers and musicians to athletes and business owners. You're going to love it, man. This week, no different. We're bringing you an amazing musician. I mean, with all the garbage and foolishness that's on the radio today, it's refreshing to know somebody that actually is trained, that they have the gift of music. Let me tell you a little bit about Mr. So-and-so. Dondre, a native and resident of Chicago, Illinois, was immersed in music even before his formal academic education. At just 5 years old, he began elementary school piano lessons and then choral training concurrently. When he was a teenager, his formal training was focused strictly on the vocals, while he began his creative pursuits through different instruments. I mean, he picked up the piano, the bass, a number of different instruments. When he got into high school, Dondre expanded those pursuits to songwriting, started doing production, and eventually recording. He went on to study music at Alabama A&M University, where he developed his skills as a performer, director, house engineer, bassist, organist. It just seemed like bam, 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 bam. He did way more than most people. Graduated in 2003 with a BS in music business and then returned to Chicago, my kind of town, to pursue his career. Though most of his musical occupations were actually through churches, which he credits for his gifts and success, he grew independently by using every tool in his arsenal to support aspiring artists. In doing so, he has elevated his craft of creating music to its apex. It brings me honor and great joy to bring to Art Cry Radio, not for the first time, this is actually the second time, my friend and my brother, Dondre. How you doing, man?
Man, it's a pleasure to be with you today, man.
Man, I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day. And I can tell you right now, you got a lot of fans. I can hear them in the background. I feel like, turn your radio down, turn your radio down. Absolutely. So, man, I know a whole lot about you. So if you could take a moment to talk to the folk that may not know you, man, tell them a little bit about what kind of a, you know, what special form of art is yours. What do you do specifically?
Well, I began as a vocalist when I was young and budded out to be an instrumentalist, is what my parents kind of aspired for me to do. But I did take to it, and I absolutely loved it. So it's really become a part of me. Even before I had so much influence in songwriting and everything, people I grafted onto, for the most part, was Anita Baker, Luther Vandross, and Michael Jackson. And so listening to them really gave me really my source of music. And I think everybody does it for a different reason. I found that for me the purest reason was just because it speaks out what's in your heart. And whatever you do, whatever's inside of you, comes out through your music.
Man, I can agree with you. Nowadays, the game is all wrong. It's funny because we say, what part of the game is that? I don't want to name names. So I don't want nobody coming after me like, should. But it's some terrible music out there. It really, really is. And I don't know why people keep buying it.
The fact is, like I said, people want to do it for different reasons. I actually had a debate with somebody just not too long ago, and they were talking about, I pointed out the exact same thing that you just did. that some of the music out there was garbage. And they played devil's advocate and, you know, told me, asked me why I was garbage. And, of course, I said it had no substance. It doesn't seem like it had any purpose. It took nothing out. And, yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible. I mean, and the good news about it is you named some of the greats. I mean, Anita Baker, that's good driving out of town music right there. I mean, vocalist, you know, you name Luther Vandross. I mean, that's some good make love music. Make love come out the mouth. You know what I'm saying? Real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Cry Radio, and I'm your host, John Williams. Each week, we bring you art and creativity in its form. It's no different. Speaking with Dondre, a resident and native of Chicago, and we're going to be talking about his newest album. So, real quick, man, you know, I know that some people, music, they consider the art because it's something that they feel like they can do. But tell us why art, like this particular form of art, is so special to you.
Well, this particular form, I think it speaks the language of the heart. Some things you can't say. Some things you can't write. Some things can only be understood through music. And that's where it struck a chord with me, and I wanted to be one with that craft. And so it seemed to be the thing that I was gifted with from God, to be able to do music in various different ways. So to me, it really speaks the theme of life, music. It accompanies everything we do, whether it be an event, whether it be a motion picture, whether it be a presentation, whether it be you just traveling from point A to point B. Music is there to accompany you on your way, and it really sets the mindset and it really sets your soul. So I respect that. I respect the craft of it. I respect the creation of it. I respect the performance of it. And that's why I take it on as my own art form.
Man, I would say, man, for a lot of years, me knowing you personally, I would say that you were the engineer guy. You know, you were the Dr. Dre of the situation that could listen to a song and say, it needs to be like this. It has to be like this. Or we need to take this instrument out. Tell me, man, like, you know, what made you want to move to the forefront and actually perform as well at this particular level? Because you have a new album out. I've heard it. Really love it. I've already driven out of town with it. What made you want to take that next step to move forward?
Well, the fact is, I was doing a lot of projects with a lot of people, and after we finished the project or came near to completion, everything just kind of fell apart. You know, they decided they wanted to do other pursuits. Some of them even took ill, where it seemed that everything just kind of came to a dead end. And so I saw all the work that I was doing just kind of being halted. So I actually stopped for a while, for a couple of years. I really didn't work with artists and original content, and I was just doing more of instrumental performance. And, you know, something got in me, a couple of people, a couple of influences, some people who I knew, friends that I performed with before, they decided to take their craft and they started to do their projects. And they said, we're just going to go into the industry and we're going to drive what we got. And once I saw that coupled around with what you were talking about earlier, people who are at the forefront of fame and names in the music industry and just don't have the skill set and don't have the basically the talent that so many others do. So I decided, well, I can at least do that much. And if I've got something in me, I want to leave it behind for people to see. So that's what made me push the march forward to say, this is what I do, and this is what I'm going to be.
Man, that's remarkable. I'll tell you right now that we are a very interactive show. You know, there's from all over the world listening. I got some folks checking in from Saudi Arabia and kind of. If you guys want to find and connect with Dondre, there are lots of ways to do. One of the ways is by going on Facebook, www.facebook.com/DondreSoul. That's D-O-N-D-R-E, and like in a phone number, then Soul, S-O-U-L. Real quick, I know we got lots of folks out there listening, but it's a little bit of feedback, and I don't know if somebody got their radio up, cut your radio down. I can hear the feedback, man. You're also on Instagram, as I understand it. Instagram.com/DondreSoul, D-O-N-D-R-E-S-O-U-L. But tell us where you want to have people check your music out. I mean, as I understand, you got one depot where people can go and check out the music.
Yeah, right now it's at SoundCloud. So right now, if you go to SoundCloud.com and put in Dondre-Soul, you can listen to everything. Or even simpler, what you can do is you can go to my website, www.don/dre.com, and you can do it that way.
You can have a patch on your eye, your leg could be broke. I want you guys to take a moment right now and go to the SoundCloud link. I've actually put the link inside of the show. You can see that blue SoundCloud link, and when you go there, it's pretty awesome. I mean, I got to tell you, man, you know, like on the real, you know, you got this handsome thing going on, man. I've been trying to grow me a beard like that for a minute, and it just won't grow in right. The goatee is there, but it's like that other piece, you know, all that around it, it won't grow right like yours, man. You know, you got that smooth, you know, you look like one of them R&B dudes, man. Like, you know, you be doing a lot of sex in the gym and stuff, man. So, real quick, you guys are tuning in to Art Crowd Radio. I'm your host, John R. Williams. And today, we've been connecting with Dondre. He is a musician. He knows theory and craft, man. He's been trained, degree in music business. I mean, his mission now is to reach others with his messages and his original soulful compositions. This ain't none of that, you know, hello, they keep touching me, hello. Come on, man, that's not music, man. And I refuse to let it play on my radio. Call it what you want, man, and call a spade. I'm trying to encourage the masses along with Dondre to be true to the essence of music and of who they are. I mean, you got some folks out there in radio land, man, that's asking, man, we need to get you on Apple, and we need to make sure we can get you on iTunes. And people are asking, you know, what's kind of your method of getting the music? Because there's people out there that are like, man, we want more. So when they go to SoundCloud, do you have any plans in the future to maybe do some of the other, you know, streaming, Tidal or anything like that?
Yeah, actually, you know, this is one of the things about releasing your music independently. You run into speed bumps. Right now, a speed bump is distribution, and it's all technical. It's all technical. It's all the period. It's all going through this department and the process and going to this department replying. It's not happening right now, not happening right. So soon enough, within the next couple of weeks, we'll be sending out links as soon as it happens. iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, a couple other things like Spotify, and it will also be for purchase on the SoundCloud website. Now, I'm just going to tell people you need to go within the next week, because slowly that's going to start being drawn back, and you might be able to download, but you might not be able to listen to everything. But go down, listen now, and you'll be able to hear everything from the album as we speak.
I'm going to tell you right now, man, some of that music, that's baby make music, man. There's a lot of people that don't know about that baby make. You know what I'm saying? There's some baby make music because it's so smooth. I mean, it's cool to amp up. It's all right to put on that drive-by music every now and again when you're working out, or that trap star, don't get it twisted. I'll hit the Stairmaster to that too. But on a regular basis, if I'm just sitting around the house reading a magazine, you know, enjoying a beverage, I want to listen to music like what you make, man. You sent me two tracks. And what a lot of people don't know is that I had an early sample of one of them. And as soon as I heard it, I begged and begged and begged. I mean, begged. I need to use this, man. It's a very familiar melody, but when you put your vocals to it and actually showed us how it's supposed to be done, I was extremely impressed. So we had that one, and then you also sent me another one, man. I do want to feature this as a world premiere on Art Crowd Radio today. Which one should I warm them up to? We're going to just give them a snippet, and then that way they'll send them to SoundCloud, and we'll come back and talk about how Chicago has shaped your music. Which one you want to go with first, though? Or the other one?
Well, let's start with the other one. Let's start with Will Dance, because that's going to be a new tune for everybody to hear.
I like that, man. Where were you at, like, mentally when you wrote that Will Dance one? Because, I mean, that one is kind of like, you know, you got one drink in. It ain't quite the bottom of the ninth, but we in the seventh inning stretch. You know, you see something that you enjoy. You want to go approach. You know, you want to approach. But where were you at mentally when that particular song came about? What were you thinking?
Well, mentally, I just try to be descriptive as possible about just the power music does to you, and try to liken it to something that is uncontrollable, and how we react. So the whole song is just painting a picture between really the infectious power of music.
Awesome. I'm going to be honest, man. There's some people in the chat room going kind of crazy, mostly women. They like, man, you know, I like his voice, and he can read me a bedtime story any day. Look, man, like I say, it seems like every show is always one nutcase that think I'm, you know, like this is, like I'm a matchmaker and this love connection. Guess what? We're going to be back in 2-2 on your goofy self. Hey, we talking about music. We not trying to have him read you a story at night. Come on now. Come on, let's be grown now. But I guess that's their way of complimenting. All right, y'all heard it here first. This is a world premiere exclusive, We'll Dance by Don Dre on R Crowd Radio. Yes, sir. Going to the Rainbow Roller Rink off 87, or, you know what I mean, we walking on a lakefront, everybody feeling good, their bills are paid up, you know what I'm saying? That's what that music make me feel like. Awesome job, man. Well done.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. You deserve it. I would say that's Will Dance. You can find that on soundcloud.com/Dondre-soul, D-O-N-D-R-E. Hyphen like in a phone number, S-O-U-L. You know, there's some bright folk out there that don't know how to spell that good. So they're like, how do you spell soul? I thought they would have a challenge with the Don Dre piece, but apparently they do not. So welcome back. Tell us this, man. You know, when you say that you had, you know, that you had all this training, a lot of times where we live kind of shapes how we approach life. What was it like growing up in Chicago and like experiencing that music? How do you think that influenced the way that you do your thing?
Well, the beautiful thing is that actually most of my training came formally through Chicago public schools. Funny enough that, you know, this is what comes out of when you have support for the arts, support for creative writing, creative outlets. There were choirs that were at the schools. There were piano lessons that I got from teachers that were actually at the schools. And that's where I traveled from. And that's what got me to expand into different languages and different styles, and got me at the opera and the symphonies. You know, it was really publicly funded. My musical creation was mostly publicly funded. You know, of course, as a little kid, before you even get into education, you start a church, and that's where I started. But the breadth of my musical experience came through public programs. programs or charity programs in which music was the outlet that they used. So it shaped me because we lived in such a diverse city where you had everything. I don't even know some of the nationalities or the ethnic backgrounds of some of my friends because they're so diverse. And, after a while, you just lose track. You know, I didn't know I knew so many Jewish and Russian and Korean and people from Honduras and people from Puerto Rico and people from China. And growing up right alongside me, just had no idea. And so all we knew was we were bonded by the music. So that's really the upbringing that I had. That from all facets of my youth through programs that were specifically for to reach out to youth, that it expanded really my mind so it wasn't just stuck in one place like we see with so many people that don't know anything past the boundaries of the neighborhood.
Man, you're right about that. You know, it's so great to hear you say that. That's what this show is about. A lot of my efforts are geared towards telling people that, you know, there are lots of roses amidst that concrete, man. Just because you have very meager and humble beginnings, that doesn't mean that you can't be somebody that changes the world. Happy to hear you say that the art programs in the public schools, you know, helped you. Because, I mean, look at what they're doing now. They're taking them out of the school. They're firing teachers and whatnot. So I really appreciate you taking time to put that point out there. Hey, if you guys want to find Don Dre, chat with him on Facebook. I mean, ladies, you know, they asked me to put some photos. I try to put as many pictures as I can. I guess you're trying to bring light skin back. I don't know if you're technically light skin. You're kind of like brown paper bag, but either way, I'm taking it as offense because you're taking all of the ladies on here that keep mentioning, and one lady just is infatuated with your voice. And I don't want to be no hater, you know, but I guess you got to have your moment, man. So you definitely got something special going on. www.facebook.com/Dondre-soul. And when you click on there, you can connect with him, ladies, and start a chat room. You know, even some of the guys that want to battle music and you know, get some game from you or something. A lot of people asking how many instruments you play, and I'm sure you can, you know, connect with him and get all those questions answered. But first, what we want to do is we want to talk a little bit about some of his favorite things, you know, because he has this album out and it's gonna do well. You can find it on SoundCloud.com/Dondre-soul. But what we wanted to do was find out some of the favorites that had to do with the album. One question from the listeners is, how'd you come up with the name? Was that your favorite choice?
Awake. So, one of the characteristics about myself is that a lot of times when I was in places, school, at work, the car, I'd get really sleepy. And one of the main reasons I got sleepy, people thought that I needed rest or they thought I had some type of sleeping disorder or something, even had me go get checked out. But that wasn't it. The fact is I just got bored with doing other stuff. So this music, this writing, this production, this singing, this is me when I'm awake. This is me when I'm in my element. All the other times when I'm having to do something else, it's just a distraction. It bores me, and it's even hard to even stay conscious. But
man, that's deep. Somebody says, what's one of your favorite instruments? I mean, because they say you play in all these different ones, and they saw you with a bass and then a piano, and they saw you on a switchboard. So one listener said, what is your favorite instrument?
Well, I have to say that my favorite instrument actually is to play is the bass. It's the most fun. I think you can do I don't know whether it's that it's – it's got such a soulful tone to it, but I just like playing. It feels like you can just do anything with that, and you can. That's sometimes you might feel about all instruments. For me, it's bass guitar.
Okay, cool. We got two more. One person says, when you finished your album, what was your favorite meal to eat once you got done in the lab?
My favorite meal to eat. Ice cream, hands down. Either chocolate chip cookie dough, or it was Oreo ice the studio.
That's crazy. I didn't know that. That's actually something that I learned. I mean, because I don't know about you, man, but, you know, I got them deep, dark roots, man. I'm lactose intolerant, something awful. And, I mean, with too much of that ice cream, it will give you the bubble guts. You know what I mean? Bubble guts. And nobody wants to be in a room with you when your stomach is rumbling like that. All right, last one. All right, they say, what is your favorite what is some of your favorite albums and artists all time?
My favorite albums of all time: Bribe Me Night, I Remember You.
That was a classic.
Anita Baker Compositions. The album from what's his name? Is Gerald Albright?
Wait, is his name?
And,
oh, Gerald Albright.
Not Wayne. It's Gerald Albright and the guy who sounds just like Luther Vandross, but lower. I can't think of his name.
Okay.
He's one of my favorite people. I just drew a blank. But that and, of course, Jodeci, Diary of a Madman.
Yeah. Okay, cool, man. I appreciate you playing the favorite things with us, man. We absolutely dig it. And I wish we had so much more time, but, you know, we only got a slice of airspace out there, but I can't get off the phone live with you without letting people hear the next one, man. Tell us about Somebody. That one, when I heard it, immediately I went to begging. I mean, begging like I needed a book. We playing spades. Tell us about Somebody, then I'm going to play it for the folks.
This song is really the focus of the album. It's really the single that I'm trying to push here. And it basically tells you to have faith. That's the whole basis of the whole story. It's just telling you to have faith. You might be in any situation, feel like you can't get out of it. You don't know your future. That's what this song is talking about. Have faith.
Already, well, y'all heard it here. This is another exclusive. Don Dre with Somebody on Art Crowd Radio. When we come back, we're going to do the after show. See, we stream only lasts another 2 minutes. But once the stream is over, if you stay listening, if you called in, 347-205-9896, 347-205-9896, we can get some of your questions answered with Don Dre on Art Crowd Radio. Yes, sir.
Life somebody in you, me, somebody in you.
Yeah, man. Well, I promise, man. Where are my skates, my gas card, and you know I got to put on my summertime shirt for that. Welcome back. Welcome back to Odd Crowd Radio. You just heard Somebody by Don Dre. He is our guest this week. We've been chopping it up with him live streaming, but now this is the after the show part, and we get an opportunity to go to the phones. We have people that have been trying to call in. I want to make sure we get to them. So if it's okay with you, Don Dre, I'm going to go to the phones real quick. Is that cool?
By all means. That's all good.
All right. Word. Welcome to Odd Crowd Radio. You are on the phone. My 312, you there. How you doing? Welcome to the show.
Hey, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. Love the show. It's been great.
Thank you. Thank you. You got something you want to say to Don Dre?
Hey, man, just wanted to say I'm real – it's Roy out of Chicago, man. Just wanted to say I'm real proud of you, man, for actually seeing something through. And good luck, man. I'm definitely going to support it. So when I see you or whenever you guys show us something going on, make sure you keep it on Facebook because I'm going to do more than just say I support a brother. I'm going to dig in my pockets and support a brother. So one of those albums, save them for me, brother. That's all.
Most death, most love. You got it, brother. All the way.
Yeah, man, I'm telling you right now, that's the kind of album that, you know, you want to have it in your arsenal, man. You know, you a person like you can appreciate certain albums. Like, if I go look through my records right now, let's see, I got Franz Liszt, I got a Mozart album here, we got Miles Davis, Blue and Green. It's a number of them, man, that we have, and I'm going to add this to the collection because it's definitely, you know, that feel-good music. I get tired of trap music, man. I feel trapped with it. You know, I don't want to be trapped. You know, man, that's part of my life. I want to enjoy it, man. So we definitely appreciate you. One of the questions that came up from one of the listeners, you know, she called in. You know, we got a listener that calls in very frequently, and her name, ironically, is Shanane, and apparently she is not in a relationship, and she makes it known. So one of the things that she asks is, are you single? Are you single, ready to mingle?
I can't say I am 100% single.
Okay, okay.
There are no strings on me.
he said there are no Pinocchio, ain't no Geppettos showing you what to do. I mean, like if somebody did present and say, hey, all I want to do is go out for coffee, it don't seem like you would be in a position at this point to say absolutely not. I mean, whether it was a fan, you know, it seemed like you're pretty open is what I'm hearing. So for the Shanane out there who keep calling, playing on our phone, you got your answer, baby doll. You got your answer, Shanane. And on a word of advice, on a side note, I don't know if that's the most I don't think that's the best name that you could pick for yourself, given the fact that Martin Lawrence did have a show called Martin, and she was a very colorful character who nobody really enjoyed being around. So we appreciate you for asking, but I don't know if you hit or whatever. I don't know how to say it nicely. I guess I don't know what to say nicely, but I've known Don Dre for quite a while, and quite honestly, I really think you have a better chance with a wildebeest that has two broken legs and no horns. So. I'm not trying to be mean. I just want to be honest with you so you can set your goals right. You know, this is a stretch goal. Being you need a smart goal.
She will not forget that one.
Specific and measurable, you know, attainable. That's where you messed up on your smart goal. It's not attainable. You're not going to be able to get it. Anyhow, last question, then we're going to let you get back to it, man. What can we look forward to from you in the future? You know, what do you got up your sleeve? Where can we maybe – you know, what kind of projects are you trying to work on and put in the forefront at this point?
I'm well into the next album. I've been creating it over the last few weeks. This is going to be really an album to talk about some one of the ills that we're really dealing with society right now, really the African-American community. I can actually tell you the name of that album right now, to look for it, it's called De Facto. And it talks about the really what African Americans are dealing with that might not be known to all races. We've seen a lot of cities going in flames because of some of the tensions that, and this album's going to be talking about that.
Man, I'm definitely proud to say I know you. You're my friend, my brother. Nothing but the best of love to you, man. We know you're going to do well. It's definitely a market for your kind of music. So on that note, I'm going to let you get back to it. It looks like we are at our time, but every week, you know, you can tune in. If you missed any part of this, don't worry. It's on iTunes. You can go and search Don Dre, or you can search Art Cry Radio, and within a few minutes, it'll be there. You can also go to www.blogtalkradio.com/artcry, and you'll be able to rewind it because it's on demand. That's how we get out. We on demand. So what I want you to do is, if you miss any part of it, go check it out. Support them, too. I mean, if you can go out and buy, let me say hello, and let me say my way. If you can support that and turn that up, you absolutely could listen to SoundCloud and go download it and have it on your rotation and your iPods and your MP3 players. We appreciate you, Don Dre. Any last words before we let you go?
Man, thank you to everybody who supported me. Thank you for calling in. Much love to that brother. Much love to you, John. You gave me an opportunity to come on here and showcase me. Right? And I always manage and appreciate those types of opportunities, man. So much love to you, man. Continue with the Art Cloud Radio. Support Art Cloud folks. And
No problem. Well, yo, I appreciate you, man. And at this point, we're going to go ahead and end the show. Hey, I'm going to need this, though. Once them albums come, I need about 7 of them. I mean, I'm trying to do something special. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to do some cracking over here. You know, I need that music in the background. I'm thinking about getting some speakers. You know, there's some speakers in the ceiling, so that way I can just cut that on. You know, they walk in.
We'll see what
we can do. You know, it's that chicka bow wow, they know what's going on as soon as they walk in. Anyway, all right, man. Thanks for tuning in to Art Cloud Radio. Later.